This is what's trending today. Last year, VOA Learning English wrote about a strange ice monster caught on video in Alaska. Many internet users thought a piece of frozen rope in a river was actually a monster, like the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland. Now, there is a new water-related mystery. Over the weekend, people on a Florida beach found a half-eaten shark. Officials in Volusia County said the shark was a blacktip, or spinner shark, slightly less than 2 meters long. People are trying to figure out what took a bite out of the shark. The county is home to the well-known Daytona Beach and has a large number of shark reports each year. The Orlando Sentinel newspaper reported in late 2016 three surfers in the area suffered non-fatal shark bites on the same day. Florida wildlife officials say two large great white sharks were seen in the area this winter. The sharks were a little more than 4 meters long. Many news organizations posted about the shark discovery on Twitter. Some comments on the stories included, "Just a reminder, there is always someone bigger than you." The Florida Program for Shark Research is part of the University of Florida. In response to the story, the program said, "It's a shark-eat-shark world out there." One Twitter user wrote, "Megalodon got him." Megalodon was a predecessor to today's great white sharks, thought to have lived many millions of years ago. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedell.